This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A proposed ballot measure could stop wolf releases in Colorado. As CPR Sam Brash reports, it's now one step closer to appearing before voters.
Colorado election officials approved final language for the ballot measure on Wednesday. That clears the way for supporters to begin collecting signatures to earn a spot on the 2026 ballot. If approved, the initiative would end Colorado's current wolf reintroduction effort, a project voters narrowly greenlit by passing an earlier initiative in 2020. The group behind the latest proposal says many Coloradans have buyer's remorse after multiple reports of wolves attacking livestock. Wolf advocates plan to fight the ballot measure. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A state bill to require school districts to create their own policy for students' cell phones has cleared its first hurdle. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The bill does not impose a statewide ban. Districts will decide how to limit distractions in classrooms caused by cell phones. Bill sponsor Representative Megan Lukens says research shows cell phones in class have a negative effect on students,
including lower test scores and lesson retention. We also know that cell phone use can have some negative effects on student mental health, such as higher levels of depression and anxiety.
Policies must accommodate students with disabilities and those who rely on those phones for healthcare needs or learning purposes. The bill passed a committee vote 12-1. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
And this is CPR News and KRCC. In Denver today, the sky should become sunny with highs around 40. In the Springs, it will also gradually clear, then mostly sunny, highs in the upper 30s. Across the state, warming up this weekend and early next week.